A timid heart is almost there. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A timid heart is almost there. What does the word timid mean? Well, timid means reluctant to believe. Timid means the feeling that, my goodness, is that really true? The dictionary defines timid in a very simple, beautiful way. It says lacking in courage or self-confidence, lacking in boldness or determination. Now, what does that mean to be lacking in something? It means to be lacking in boldness, for instance. Lacking in self-confidence. What is self-confidence? Are you self-confident when you walk forward and accomplish the gifts that you want? Are you self-confident when you listen within? When you hear the divine within, when you hear the wisdom within, when you hear the belief from within, what happens to your self-confidence then? It just fades away because there's nothing to be confident about. It is just that you're experiencing the truth. You're experiencing an is. You're experiencing something that has nothing to do with you, except that you are utilizing it and you are enjoying it. A timid person is a person who is ready to absolutely accept everything. They are a good follower. And of course, this is something that we all want to learn how to do, to be a good follower. If we're a good follower, we follow a leader. Now, who is the leader? Who is the person that is going to lead us into all wisdom, all knowledge, all beingness? Well, nobody. There's no such person that exists like that. The only way we will find such a leader, if such is one that we are looking for, is if we go into ourselves. When we open up that inner door within ourselves, and we find that there is all knowledge, there is all wisdom, there is the allness, when we open that up, we have such a certain timidity to the outside world. We are not bold in the outside world. We are not crass. We are not outgoing in the outer world. We're just very intuitive. Now, you say, well, you might be sort of a nothing if you're without boldness and if you're without self-confidence. You're a nothing. Well, are the great masters nothing? And do the great masters go around telling the world how to conduct itself? Do the great thinkers go out and say, this is what you must do and this is what you have to do? I like Einstein's attitude and statement where someone questioned his theory, and he said, hey, it makes sense to me. And if you can prove it wrong, then I'll have a new understanding. But it makes sense to me, and it's what I believe. Now, Einstein had found the wisdom within himself. He had found that boldness and self-confidence, not of and for himself, but within himself. It was an inner knowingness, an inner awareness, an inner consistency. The inner consistency is an inner illumination. And can you say that the inner illumination has a boldness about it? Can you say that it is something that is so fantastic, that it is has courage? No, it just is. When you know something is so, It just is. You don't have to have courage in knowing it. You don't have to have courage in following it, because it just is. If I press this button, it's going to start the car. Now, if I just know that, it doesn't take courage. It doesn't take boldness to do it. It just takes me pressing that button and the car starts. I have an inner intuitive knowingness. I have an inner awareness. Now, I might have an awareness, I don't think it's going to start. And for some reason it doesn't start. What is the reason that it doesn't start? Well, the reason that it didn't start is you were not timid in your approach to it. You were not gentle in your approach to it. You were not self-aware in your approach to it. Now, we have another word which is misunderstood too, and that word is chaos. And the word chaos means chaotic, means unorganized, it means no balance, it means no direction, it means no purpose for it. It is just chaotic. And scientists are studying chaos and its various factors, and they're finding that chaos is indeed a very balanced, a very timid, a very gentle, a very purposeful activity that is going on all the time, everywhere. All of life is part of a greater chaos that we have only begun to think about. A greater chaos that we would not recognize if we hadn't stepped our foot in it. Einstein goes into his inner realm, and he has some attitudes that were boggling his mind. And these attitudes were saying to him, I wonder how the universe is laid out. I wonder how the fabric of the universe is set. I wonder how these things are done. Well, you see, he was wondering. And then all of a sudden, he became timid. All of a sudden, he became responsive to listening to the within. And when he became responsive to listening to the within, then he went on with his other work, and the knowledge had always been there, the awareness had always been there, the truth had always been there, but he had not picked up on it. And then he went on with other things, and he did not realize that he was basing the thinking he was doing on the facts that he had become aware of, and he wasn't aware of them. He wasn't aware that he was aware of all that he was aware of. And the reason for this is that he just applied it. Now, a musician who practices diligently and consistently and with love and joy for the art of playing the music soon plays very nice music. Soon plays very good music, and then they want to interpolate the music according to their own understanding and their feeling and the mood that it brings to them. And they're expressing attitudes. Now, were these attitudes that the original composer had in their consciousness at the time of composing the music? And were these attitudes there for anyone to pick up on? Were they there, but just timidly set there to let people sort of come alive if they wished, or just play the notes singly by themselves if they wish? This is such a beautiful thing. We are becoming aware that all is all the time, everywhere, without exception. All exists everywhere, all the time, without exception, in every area of our life. This is what it's all about. When we allow ourselves to be aware of this, then we're there. Then we're there. And when we are there, then we live in the awareness of all this isness, all this knowledge, all this awareness, right now, without realizing that we're in it. And the musician who had trained himself is now playing beautiful music, wonderful music, and then the musician has an attitude coming over him. And the attitude is that he has just fallen in love, and his whole life has taken a new hue to it. His whole attitude has taken a new attitude to it. And in timidity and in love and in joy, he thinks, wow, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. And his music reflects it. He has drawn upon an inner source to take the music that he played yesterday, and he played that with its normal attitude. But today, he imposes love, pure love, unconditional love on the music he's playing, and the music is different. The music is vibrant and dynamic and alive. That was always there. It was always there, but because he was so bold to play it the way he was taught to play it, the way he learned to play it, he missed out on what his timidity would bring to him in the here and the now, and just letting go and letting the divine be him. Can we do that? Can we walk that road, and can we be aware of that possibility for ourselves? Sure can. Are we going to do that? Sure are. When? Well, right now. Right now, we can start recognizing that and enjoying that and fulfilling ourselves with that and really being very happy with it, because it's an exciting adventure. A timid heart is always almost there. It's always almost there. Are you that timid heart? Are you that one who lets go and lets God? Are you that one who does not need attention, does not need credit, does not need approval, does not need anything? Are you the one who just lets go and let it happen? Are you the one who, because you fell in love, all of your life looked different now? And so now you're interpreting everything in your life from the standpoint of love. When you receive a great, glorious gift, and that gift might be a great deal of money or might be anything, when it comes to you, your whole attitude is different. You have a timidity to all, and you're not hustling and bustling. You're just flowing harmoniously with it. This is the beauty of being your own divine self. This is the beauty of being who you are now, and being timid about it. Are you that way? I am. And therefore I see you that way too. I love you. I love you. I love you.